This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 384.5, up 4.5. May corn, 393.25, up 4.75. July corn, 4.75, up 4.25. March soybeans, 10.30¾, up 6¾. May soybeans, 10.31¾, up 5¼. July soybeans, 10.34¾, up 4¾. March wheat, 517.5, up 14¼. May wheat, 513, up 12.5. July wheat, 516¾, up 12. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices, they ended higher on Friday afternoon. Export sales of corn and sorghum to Saudi Arabia and China helped to lift corn values at the Board of Trade. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 4 to 7 cents at 362 to 379. Soybean bids were 4 to 8 higher at 1002 to 1019. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 5 cents at 353 to 382, while soybean bids were 4 to 6 higher at 1007 to 1035. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 4 to 5 cents at 369 to 386. Soybean bids gained 5 to 6 cents at 1010 up to 1043, and wheat bids advanced 13 to 15 cents, ranging from 420 up to 498. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 7 cents higher at 1036 to 1046, basis steady, ranging from 5 to 15 over the March. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $373.70 to $383.70 per ton. That's down 90 cents from the prior day, with basis steady range from 20 to 30 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 3 to 5 higher at $385 to $392, with basis steady to 2 cents lower, range from option to 7 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 7 to 8 higher at 378 to 388, with basis up 2 to 3 cents at 7 under to 3 over the March. Soybeans ended 6 to 8 higher, ranging from 1039 to 1043, with basis mixed ranging from 8 to 12 over the March. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators place our producer corn bids 4 to 8 higher at 405 to 408. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 4 to 5 cents with quotations at 1069 to 1071. Soft wheat up 15 cents at 518 to 538. And the Milo gained 5 cents on Friday, ranging from 445 to 470. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 369 to 388. New crop soybean bids at 942 to 958. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 373 to 388, with new crop soybean bids at 959 up to 977. And in the southern part of the state on Friday, new crop corn bids range from 376 to 389, new crop soybean bids 939 to 970, and wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those range from 477 up to 505. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, 158, down $3.12. April live cattle, 151.70, up $1.90. June live cattle, 143.85, up 90 cents. March feeder cattle, 201.90, up $1.60. April feeder cattle, 232, up $1.27. May feeder cattle, 198.87, down 5 cents. April lean hogs, 67.47, up 32 cents. May lean hogs, 79.90, up 60 cents. June lean hogs, 82.87, up 25 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 27th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 63 cents lower in the range of 57 to 68, with the weighted average carcass price of $64.31. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 27 to 32, 4 to 5 weights 30 to 34, 5 to 6 weights 32 to 35, and 6 weights and up 33 to 37. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady to a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $38 to $45. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 11,010 head, and now the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 255 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 158 to 159.75. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 138 to 145, and choice slaughter heifers, 158.10 to 160. They had slaughter cows, premiums bringing 138, breakers bringing 104.50 to 111, boners 96 to 104, and leans were 94 to 101. Now moving on to the United Producers Auction at Salem. They had receipts of 101 head. Nice selection of feeder Holstein steers, large threes. Four weights were 225 to 231. Five weights were 167 to 212. And moving on, heifers, medium and large ones. Four weights, 232.50 to 240. And five weights at 227.50. Feeder bulls, medium and large ones, four weights were 250 to 267.50, and five weights were 205 to 208. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers and heifers on a live basis traded at 157 and on a dress basis 252. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established, with 318 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $70.51, and that was $2.38 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $247.58, that was 55 cents higher, with select carcasses at $245.57, that was 67 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 102,000. That compared to 100,000 last week and 113,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, cattle slaughter is running 7% behind. Hog slaughter was estimated at 426,000. That compared to 423,000 last week and 404,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter on a year-to-date basis is running ahead by 1.8%. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this. A one-time extension will be provided to producers for the new farm safety net programs established by the 2014 Farm Bill, known as Agriculture Risk Coverage, or ARC, and Price Loss Coverage, or PLC. The final day to update yield history or reallocate base acres has been extended one additional month from February 27th until March 31st. The final day for farm owners and producers to choose ARC or PLC coverage also remains on March 31st. If no changes are made to yield history or base acres by March 31st, the farm's current yield and base will be used. A program choice of ARC or PLC coverage also must be made by March 31st, or there will be no 2014 payouts for the farm, and the farm will default to PLC coverage through the 2018 crop year. At the Bauer Trading Commodity Outlook Seminar, World Weather Inc.'s president and senior meteorologist Drew Lerner shared his thoughts on commodities prior to the planting season. Where might the biggest challenges occur? Lerner says that's a tough one.
I do think that maybe the Tennessee River Basin, maybe the lower Ohio River Valley, those two areas probably be a little bit more susceptible to the wettest conditions. On the other side of the coin, there's going to be some dryness in the upper Midwest.
South America is well into their growing season, and Lerner says the majority of their crop area is doing extremely well.
And I don't think there's much reason for us to worry about a huge fall off of production down there. One of the things that I can say about Brazil, we've had some issues with some dryness at times here this season. We've also had some wet conditions here most recently, but neither one of them is serious enough to really collapse this crop.
Lerner says weather is and always will be one of the biggest issues for farmers.
Some years are a lot more serious than others. This particular year coming up, I don't think it's going to be just absolutely horrendous like we've seen in recent past years, but there's always a challenge out there for somebody, and I think we'll have to be watching the spring for some wet conditions. In the upper parts of the Midwest, there's going to be a risk of late season frost and freezes on top of the dryness that I mentioned for parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota and on up into Canada.
World Weather Inc.'s president and senior meteorologist, Drew Lerner. Corn growers across the country are concerned about what they will do with the second record crop they produced, according to the National Corn Growers Association CEO, Chris Novak.
Will we have the demand if we continue to be successful in growing more corn in the years ahead? What are the opportunities? So strengthening ethanol demand, working with EPA and USDA and others to ensure that we have the right policies in place, supporting our friends in the livestock industry to assure growth there, and then also looking at trade opportunities.
Last year, Novak said a bright spot was the increase in ethanol exports, with 800 million gallons shipped overseas.
The beauty of that story is the international customers who are purchasing U.S. ethanol are looking for ways to clean up the air in their urban environments. And that's such an important story for us to tell with respect to why ethanol as a renewable fuel, as an American-made fuel that creates American jobs and is valued by customers across the world for cleaning up the air. That's a great story for U.S. consumers as well as corn farmers.
To ensure markets for the next bushels of corn produced, Novak says trade is absolutely critical.
The president has made a priority in his State of the Union address trade promotion authority. He needs to have the ability to negotiate an agreement and ensure that Congress either votes up or down on that trade agreement. That's what trade promotion authority is about. If we provide the president that authority, we think we can complete the Trans-Pacific Partnership, where we've got at least 12 Asian countries, Pacific Rim countries, that have committed to freer trade and more open trade. We're working as well with the Europeans on the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. Both of those are going to open doors, not only for corn farmers, but those agreements are also absolutely critical in breaking down barriers for our livestock friends. And we know, as we're seeing growing global economies, that the U.S. livestock sector can deliver that, and every pound of meat that gets sold overseas takes a bushel of corn with it as well.
NCGA CEO Chris Novak. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.